Are you tired, frustrated, and feel stuck? Are you a high-performing business professional, entrepreneur, and you are not getting the results you desire, or you hit a ceiling? Have you been around the block and tried many modalities? You are in the right place. The answer, my friend, is in the little-known Brain-Soul Connection. Welcome to the Brain-Soul Success Show, where we learn, explore, and create your dream life. Your host, Louise Swartzwalter, created a five-part mind-body-soul methodology that clears the subconscious blocks to success. You are a soul with a body, not a body with a soul. The seed of all you need is already within you. From engaging transformational interviews, brain-soul success stories, and secrets shared by health, wellness, and spiritual experts, you will reconnect, revitalize, and transform your powerful life. It's time for you.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Brain Soul Success Show, where we take back our power. We're going to be talking about that today with my good friend Vince. Here. Vince Kramer is amazing. I met Vince in a mastermind several years ago. He was an airline pilot. He's a military veteran, but he's a transformational trainer and mentor. He's a clear consciousness channel. He brings unique experience to the world of transformation and purpose-driven growth. And through extensive research and study in leading-edge science and spirituality, he developed some methodologies and results-oriented activities really to produce breakthrough results in self-discovery and self-empowerment. I just love the work that you're doing. And I also love your story of how you got there. We're going to share that today. Wow. As a speaker and a guide and a best-selling author of Awakening Through Moments of Choice with his wife, Mary, and Mastering the Art of Success with Jack Canfield, he's been writing books, man. I just, we're talking before we get on here. He's like, okay, I got two more in the cooker. Vince's distinct combination of experience, education, and research really helps him develop these powerful talks, the workshops he does, the online trainings, and helping people find happiness and success and really living their life by design. And so he's the co-founder of Imagine Miracles, where he passionately believes everyone is unique and the creator of their own life. It is his desire to inspire and empower men, women, organizations, and families to find success and happiness by designing and creating a life fueled by their desires. Vince, I'm so excited to be with you today. This is awesome.
Well, I love being with you. This is such a great opportunity. We did this once before, and unfortunately, it got lost. So this is a great opportunity to tap into the energy that moves between us and really help people make a difference. And I'm going to make an announcement here. This will probably be the last podcast that I'm on that somebody says, I'm the co-founder of Imagine Miracles. It will be the co-founder of Purpose, Meaning, and Joy very soon. So we're rebranding because we want to step fully into what we're sharing with the world and how important it is for people to understand that.
Oh, I like that because I know the work that you do, and that really does make sense. That's a beautiful title. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't it so fun when we can rebrand and grow? Like as entrepreneurs, we're always growing. And as we're growing and learning, it shifts a little, doesn't it?
Well, we get an opportunity to, with the interaction and the entrainment of energy with other people, we get an opportunity to grow and expand ourselves. And it's that growth and expansion that really needs to be shared. And I was a little resistant to make that change. I mean, it takes a lot of work to rebrand your business. You don't know how many things are out there in the world that have Imagine Miracles on it. But the one thing that I want to happen is people are so important to me that when they go in their computer, they go to Google and they type in purpose, they find us. Mm-hmm. Because we want to help them see purpose in another way. We're not your normal purpose people. And I know we've talked about this in the past. I truly believe there's three parts of the purpose, and we need to go beyond the why. We need to find the who and the what also.
Oh, I like the way you said that. The who and the what also. Yeah, you come at it from a little different angle. Explain that. Yeah, explain that to us.
It's interesting because I've spent a lot of time in coaching and programs where I was working to find my why. And I know you're going to ask me a question about that, so I'm not going to go into it right now. But I was looking for my why. And what I found was that until you know the energy of who you are and what people feel from you, mm-hmm. and who you're attracting by that essence that you're putting out, you really have no idea what the people need of your gifts and talents. So the who is the quintessence, the essence. Mm-hmm. You know, we shine our energy out, especially, and you help people do this, and I love to help people do this. When we take down that wall that we've got around our heart, mm-hmm. that we think is protecting us from the world, but mm-hmm. it's actually just blocking our light from the world. When we take that down and we shine that light out, all of a sudden we get to see who's being attracted to us. Who's looking for what we have to offer? Who's looking for what we've got to share with the world? And that's really the first step in discovering your purpose, because those people that are looking for you mm-hmm. can really help you see why you're here.
Well, there's always that mirror, right? Mm-hmm. Like we learned in social psychology back in college, you know, exactly. There's always that mirror that does seem to happen. We're on the same page there, because I call it getting back to, I feel like entrepreneurs do take a lot of coaching classes, work with a lot of business coaches, and it isn't until they find 100% their soul truth. And it is about taking those heart walls down and getting back to 100% your soul truth, where you really have this divine connection with yourself and with your, you know, your creator, whatever that is to you, that you can shine your light in the world. And then you're right. Then your why becomes more clear, bigger.
Exactly. I believe we bring a blueprint in for that life, and mm-hmm. and helping people find the blueprint is what Mary and I are all about. If you find that blueprint, all of a sudden every part of your life makes sense, mm-hmm. and it raises our vibration just knowing who we are.
Yes,
and then it raises it even further when we start living who we are.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I've been so blessed, really, because I was given like a wake-up call. And I know that you were too. And mm-hmm. we want to talk about that, you know, because airline pilot to transformational conscious channel, I mean, how did that happen? Right? You must have been working on this in the back end somewhere.
since 5 years old, actually.
Okay.
Okay. At five, I told my grandmother I wanted to help people love themselves so they could love others.
Wow.
And that truly sums up the three parts of my purpose. But as everybody else, and this isn't just men, but I think people can recognize and realize that it definitely happens for little boys, but I know it happens to little girls too. My grandfather was an influential person in my life, mm-hmm. and he actually taught me how to be a man his way.
Okay.
And that was 1930s, 1940s way, right? Maybe even early 1950s way of being a man. And I did a good job of it. I learned how to compete. I learned how to be the best at everything that I did. And I started that at about 7 years old, and I was pretty ingrained in Grandpa's way mm-hmm. by the time I was 17. And interestingly, my grandmother died when I was 17, and she brought me into her hospital room and got everybody else out of the room. And she said, you know, I want you to remember something that you told me when you were 5 years old. And wow. She told me that statement.
Oh, wow.
And you know what, Louise, I forgot all over again. And I went back to being grandpa's protege, if you will. And I didn't even really like the guy because the way he treated me and the way he pushed me. Mm-hmm. But maybe it was because I wanted to be accepted by him that I lived my life the way he told me I needed to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then there were small wake-up calls. We like to call the small ones conscious. You know, okay. I would be doing a job and it's like, why am I doing this? I'm not as happy as I know I should be. Or, I got a really great bank account, but I know there's something missing in my life. So we had those conscious wake-up calls, and we all have them.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we don't listen to them. Or we only pay attention for a very short period of time. And then that's when the big wake-up calls come. You know, like your illness was a really big wake-up call. Mm-hmm. We like to call them at purpose, meaning joy. We like to call them crisis wake-ups.
Yes, they are. They're like a big healing crisis that transforms your life, and you become almost a different person on the other side of that.
Right, right.
Yes.
I've got another story to share if you're interested about somebody that just had a really big wake-up call recently. But my big wake-ups, the first one was 9/11, Louise. And it was a big wake-up call for a lot of people.
Yes. And you were flying. You were a pilot then. You were flying, right?
Yes. I was actually working at the training center. And I remember walking into a room for a meeting that day and everything getting strangely quiet in the room. There's a chapter in our book, Awakening Through Moments of Choice, that has this whole story in it. But I remember turning on the TV and seeing the second airplane hit the Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that really shook my world is I lost a good friend in Flight 93 in Pennsylvania. He was the captain of that airplane. And what got my attention, even beyond that, was I flew Flight 93 one week prior.
Oh, wow.
So if it would have been 9/4 instead of 9/11, it might have been me in that smoking hole in Pennsylvania.
Mm.
But this is what happens when we have wake-up calls.
Mm-hmm.
We immediately start to rationalize. Well, that wouldn't have happened to me. I would have done a better job. And yes, my eyes were open for a big period of time. And I knew I wanted to be closer to the people I loved. I wanted to give more of who I was in the world. But the window closed pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started following Grandpa's rules again and boom, pressed on. Then another wake-up call happened. That was a couple years later. It's 2003. United Airlines went bankrupt. And it was devastating. You know, 100,000 employees. I took a 60% pay cut. I didn't lose my job, but I took a 60% pay cut.
Wow.
I lost all my retirement. And, you know, I started, okay, is this how I want to live my life? What's really important to me? How do I want to show up in the world? And then reality set in, and it's like, Vince, you lost your retirement and you took a big pay cut. And my dad's voice then kicked into my head.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're supposed to support your family, Vince. You need a retirement. If you don't have a retirement, you know, then what are you going to do when it's time to stop working? And the window closed again.
Mm-hmm.
To wake up. And what did I do? I went out and bought some pretzel stores, three Auntie Anne's pretzel stores. That was going to be my retirement. And my ex-wife and I agreed, oh, we're going to work this together and everything's going to be great. And you know what? Dr. Atkins puts out a book. And all of a sudden, we've got this fairly popular book, actually one of the most popular books ever, saying don't eat carbs. And the pretzel stores took a dive.
Oh, no.
And with the stress of it, my ex-wife said, I can't do this. I can't help with the business. And I went into truly survival mode, but also conquer mode that Grandpa taught me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working 95-hour weeks, trying to keep the pretzel stores going, trying to bring them back up. doing my full-time job at United. The good thing was I was working at the training center at the time, so I had a more regular job than what a normal airline pilot has. Mm-hmm. And push forward. Got the pretzel store sold. Right after they sold, I came home to my wife crying hysterically. And she said she wasn't happy and wanted a divorce.
Oh, man, that's a big, there's a lot of things in a row there.
And that was the wake-up call that got my attention. That's the one that finally got me to look at what's going on here. Mm-hmm. And that wake-up call sent me in a couple directions. And that's another story, and I don't want to get into that. But where it sent me was a place where I found what was missing in my life. Mm-hmm. And I realized it was me.
Oh, beautiful.
And then I set out on the journey to find out what that really meant. And that's where the work with finding the three parts of your purpose came from, and how to live, bringing science and spirituality together, all came from that first understanding that I was missing in my life.
Right. What a beautiful wake-up call. I'm sure it was a difficult time as you navigated through it, but you had that, you know, that wake-up call, that inspiration. How did you then find yourself?
The journey started out by searching like everybody else does. Who's got my answer?
Mm-hmm.
And the first place I reached out was Jack Canfield, the Chicken Soup for the Soul guy. I went through one of Jack's year-long programs. And the interesting thing about that is, so I was living by grandpa's rules.
Right.
No doubt in my mind, living by grandpa's rules and very successful. Don't get me wrong. Successful in the military, successful in the business world, successful monetarily, successful in many, many ways, but still knowing that there was something missing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I found that I was the one, what was missing, and I started doing the work with Jack, what happened to me was I realized that I wanted to be like Jack. And I wanted to be like Jack because the five-year-old knew I was supposed to be like Jack. Not because, I'm going to go off track here a little bit, and I apologize. I think so many of us get to a point in our life where it's time for us to wake up. I mean, we all forget. It's necessity that we all forget. But there's a time that non-physical part of us, our higher self, shakes the bed or shakes our shoulders and says it's time to wake up. And that's where wake-up calls come in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Now, yes.
You can believe it or not believe it, but I've seen it proven so many times that I can't deny it.
Yes, you can feel it in people. I can feel it when I'm working with people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're in this transition place and they're like so ready. You know, and I almost can see it for them before they can see it themselves because
exactly.
I'm kind of psychic, I guess. And I just go, oh, dang, man, they're right on the cusp. And then when they don't say yes to making that change that they need to really do the work on themselves, oh my gosh, I get so sad because I can feel it for them. Are you, right. Does that happen to you?
Exactly. We are the last ones to know it's time for us to wake up. That's the interesting thing. And the other thing that makes me sad about somebody that doesn't step through that window when it's open, I know the next wake-up call is going to be a little more severe. The hammer gets a little bit bigger to wake you up.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah.
So that's kind of, oh. So what happened to me was I started doing like everybody else does. Okay. Who out there is feeling the way I want to feel? Who out there is doing what I want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And we've been taught that. And it's getting better for the millennials, for the Gen Xers. I think it's much better. But for our age group, we were taught, find out who's doing what you want to do and emulate them.
Exactly. That's what we were taught. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. I started following a whole nother set of rules, Jack Canfield's.
Okay.
But lucky for me, I quickly realized that I was following another set of rules. And there was something going to be missing again, because I was moving further and further out of my life again.
Oh, that's a really interesting observation. I feel like you were so aware. Maybe you were aware at five.
I was aware. I was much more aware.
Your grandma knew it.
It wasn't 40.
Yeah, yeah.
That's for sure. Yeah. So then, luckily, I had another wake up call, and this is something I think is important for everybody. All wake up calls aren't drastic or painful.
Right.
So Mary, my current wife, as you know, came into my life. And she was a very, very positive wake-up call for me. Mm-hmm. Because what I realized was I was wanting to teach the old paradigm stuff. Let's learn about goals. Let's learn about visualization. Let's learn about how you can work down the goal path to be successful, to be happy, to enjoy your life. And what Mary opened me up to was some spirituality. Mm-hmm. To see things in a different way, the connection between all of us, the importance for each of us to live our purpose so others can. But I was very resistant to that, extremely resistant. So I started going to science books, trying to really, in my mind, prove what she was saying was wrong. I just wanted to feel good about me. And the deeper I got into the science books, the more I proved Mary right, and the deeper I got science books. And then I started realizing science and spirituality are walking hand in hand all the time.
Yes.
And we truly, this is some science. Quantum physics tells us that we don't live in an either or world. Mm-hmm. We live in an and both world. And
yes.
When I started realizing, if we can bring science and spirituality together, mm-hmm. one, we can help people who are a little afraid or a little unhappy about the woo-woo of spirituality, mm-hmm. they can see it in the science. And those mm-hmm. that don't feel they understand science or believe that science is just too black and white, they can see it in their spirituality. And bringing yes. the two together then gives us an opportunity to, okay, well, what if I did choose the difference I was going to make before I was born? What mm-hmm. if I did choose the parents to help me be exactly who I was supposed to be, to share all of this with the world? Mm-hmm. And what I found was, in understanding that, I was able to go back and look at everything that happened in my life and find out exactly why it happened. What was the wow. gift that came from it? Mm-hmm. Where did I develop a new skill? Where did I develop a new ability? Mm-hmm. And then when I uncovered the reason I'm here on earth, what we call a divine intent, I was able to, that's why I developed this skill. That's mm-hmm. why I learned this. So as an example, I'm truly here to teach and coach and bring people along the path of uncovering exactly why they're here. And then they need people like you to help them get past the belief systems that are locked into their brain. And they mm-hmm. need people like mm-hmm. Some of the coaches that we've had to help them develop their business or mm-hmm. to share their word in the world somehow or another. And I could look back then and say, okay, well, that's why I joined the military and became an instructor and learned how to instruct and learn different learning styles and, mm-hmm. and different instructing yes. styles. Oh, that's why it happened. That's why I had this position where I had to coach all the time and learn how to coach at a different level. And oh, that's why I love technology so much, so I can build my own web page to launch my book. And all of a sudden it's like, that's why all those problems happen. But also what I found out was, the divorce happened. Mm-hmm. So I could understand and learn what it was like to feel that there was no hope, that there was a window open there. It wasn't about you're a victim in it. It happened for you, and that window opened so you could step through it. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, all my life made sense.
Uh-huh. A lot of revelations there for you. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. I believe the same, Vince, that, you know, we're on this path and that all the things that we go through, you know, I became a teacher. I mean, now I'm still teaching, really. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that then. I mean, I started teaching when I was 6. I taught my best friend everything I knew, and she skipped a grade, you know? I mean, so we could be in the same class, you know? But I can look back and go, now I see the why of mm-hmm. why that happened and see the reasons.
Right. And your wake-up call, you had an opportunity to see how the body can actually hold us back so much, and how you can mm-hmm. heal your own body. That opened your world up to what you're sharing here.
Absolutely. And then, like you, brain soul to me is science spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
See, mm-hmm. so I blended science and spirituality, like physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and energy field together, because just like the insights you got from Mary, you know, that helped you see the connections, that's what I started to see on my healing journey that was missing. You can go to a straight naturopath, functional medicine doctor, but if they're not working on the emotions too, and you're not working on the spiritual body, and you're not working in the energy field, you are missing the boat, and it won't stick.
Exactly.
You know? So we always want it to, you know, to stick. But you've had quite a few. I love how you describe your wake-up calls. When you're working with people now, give us an example of somebody. You said you had an example of somebody going through a wake-up call.
Yes. I want to bring in that we're always getting messages and promptings from mm-hmm. the higher frequencies of who we are. Mm-hmm. And if we don't pay attention to those message and promptings, or we don't know to look for them, they will show up in a way that we have to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the examples of that is there was a channeling. So I'm a clear conscious channel, as you shared, and we give a free channeling away every month. And we channel for people that are interested in their individual personal channelings. And we shared a channeling with someone. And in sharing that channeling, they were told by the higher vibrations of their frequency, their energy stream, that it's time for you to open up to a new way. It's time for you to move beyond the materialism of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And start stepping into understanding. It's bringing everybody together in what we call, and the energies that come through me call, the we consciousness. We're mm-hmm. all here for each other type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the message was heard, but kind of left by the wayside.
Okay.
And there was a serious medical problem that happened within 8 weeks to get that uh-huh. person to start paying attention.
Uh-huh.
So we may get a disease. We mm-hmm. may have an accident. We may lose a close friend with a death.
Mm-hmm.
We may lose our job. Mm-hmm. We may take a pay cut. Mm-hmm. All of those things that happen, we have a tendency to believe they're happening to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to encourage everybody who's listening to us that it's happening for us. But mm-hmm. I believe they're also happening because of us. That non-physical part of us is creating circumstances in front of us mm-hmm. to get us to pay attention to something.
Yes. Yes, I like the way you put that. Yeah, absolutely. I believe that those are all those doorways, and it's like a doorway or a window. A window or a door opens through those difficult times. That there are times of transformation because it's raising you up to a higher frequency to get closer to whatever your God divine connection is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I see it as levels. So level one is sort of that victim. It's happening to you. The world around you is happening to you, you know, and that's a mindset thing too, as well as a belief pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second level is more awareness. You're able to ask yourself good questions, you know, just like you're demonstrating here today. Mm-hmm. And then the third level is more empowerment. You're more empowered. But the fourth level is when you know that you have the tools, that you can change your trajectory of your world around you. Listen intently to those little messages, follow them instinctively, quickly, and keep growing.
Right.
So that's what I see as different levels. And I was thinking about this too, even with my new, you know, my new people coming into my mastermind, like, they're like learning. They're like the infants. They're like babies learning the beginning tools of the brain soul. And then we take them through those levels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're doing too. And you've reached, and we can tell that you've reached that extraordinary, amazing empowerment level four level, or you wouldn't be able to channel and help the people the way you help them.
Right. And it's all there for, you know? There for all of us. And along the way, some of these things that are created for us, so we develop new skills.
Yes.
A pain or a heartache or an ache of not answering your calling might send you to Louise's Brain Soul program.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in Brain Soul Success and you're learning all these techniques. Well, there you were sent there. That non-physical part of you that knows, mm-hmm, sent you to Louise to learn this new skill. It might be a skill to help you, but it also might be a skill that you're going to use to help others too down the road. Mm-hmm. And all of these situations that we had in our lives, usually the ones that are the most, say, painful, usually come giving us the biggest gift. We learn something really, mm-hmm, big from it that we're going to be able to use down the road. But I also don't want to take away from, you chose to come to this earth,
mm-hmm,
to make this difference. So you brought some things with you that you don't have to learn. They're just naturally you.
Yes.
And you just need the circumstance in front of you to let those things bubble to the surface. So it's not just the things that you've learned. You truly brought this reason. So there's some things about you that nobody else has. So we're truly, mm-hmm, unique. We're truly special. Mm-hmm. And I think the most important thing for everybody to realize is when you wake up and you decide, I want to help people in this way, first of all, you don't need to even maybe change jobs or start a business. So many of us think, oh, I have to start a business.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to be a healer, or I'm going to be this, or I'm going to be that. And I'm not discouraging anybody from that path.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do, don't go looking for somebody to emulate. Don't go to a program to learn somebody else's way.
Mm-hmm.
Go to learn how you can best serve yourself and then find your way. Because, mm-hmm, if the world was full of Louises or the world was full of Vinces,
mm-hmm,
there's a lot of people out there that aren't going to find what they need to step fully into who they are.
Yes.
So it's so important for you to find your talents. So important for you, mm-hmm, to take the gifts that you developed and bring them together and be your unique self.
Thank you for sharing it that way. That's my belief system too, is really allowing the gifts, like your gifts, to shine. You know, it's really funny. When I first started neurobiofeedback, like years ago, like 20 something years ago, I was working with dyslexic and ADHD kids. And I put that affirmation or intention in the biofeedback device for a little guy I was working with, that I allow my gifts to shine. And I thought, oh, wow. And you know what? He was like, he allowed his gifts to shine. Within 3 months, he was more social. He told me he had a girlfriend. He went through those first like reading books really quickly. He ended up going into the military. His brother got 100% on the ACT test. These little guys were really smart, like twice gifted, mm-hmm. you know? Oh my gosh, they were my teachers.
Right.
Right? You know, right. So I learned through that as much as I helped them.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like what you said, Vincent, for everybody out there listening, there are people here who are like, you know, listening and they're thinking and toying with, hey, do I want to start a business? What do I want to do with this? And like Vince said, just dive in and help people. You don't have to call it anything yet. You don't have to have a website yet. You don't need to do anything like that. Use your talents and your gifts to help people and it will evolve. It'll start to become more and more clear.
When you find the reason you're here, when you find that divine intent, mm-hmm. mine is to raise the vibration of the world towards joy. When you find that divine intent, you can look at life and say, where can I bring joy to the world in this? And I'll share a really good story. When I first uncovered this, and it was a path for me to learn the different ways to uncover and the different things to uncover. Some of it came in through those downloads I was getting from the higher vibrations. And when I first uncovered, raise the vibration of the world towards joy. And the first thing I thought of was, okay, I've got to quit my job. I've got to start this business. I've got to put these programs together to get everybody in alignment with finding their joy and sharing their joy. And this is the advantage of tapping into guidance in the way that I've been able to. And mm-hmm. we teach everybody how to tap into your own guidance mm-hmm. in a way that you can't deny it's coming. So it's not, oh, well, that's you, Vince. But so this guidance would come into me and I would have these conversations with the guidance in my head. And when I was coming up with this, okay, I got to quit my job. The guidance came in and said, Vince, every time you land an airplane and you get out of the cockpit and you stand in the doorway and you look at each person in the eyes when they're leaving your airplane mm-hmm. and you smile at them and you let them feel who you are and you say thank you and you really mean thank you mm-hmm. as they're leaving, you are bringing joy to the world.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
And that opened my eyes to uncover your divine intent, uncover that reason and start living it in everything you do. And if it's time for you or you're supposed to open a business, the messages will come.
Exactly. Yes.
But don't jump into something to get it started because, oh, I know I need to do something until you really know what you're here to bring to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because you might be taking yourself down a path that you don't want to go down.
Right.
Or it might end up being the right path, but how much work do you have to do? Or how many lessons and how many wake-up calls along the way to get that business to be living fully who you are?
Yes, absolutely. What a great message. Really step into your own power, right? And live who you are. Allow the gift of you to shine. One of my teachers said this, I'll never forget it. She said, if you're not using your gift in the world, you're dishonoring God, the divine, whatever that higher power is for you.
And one of the benefits, Louise, from it, when you're doing the things you're good at and the things that you enjoy doing, and it's really the combination, I'm good at it and I enjoy doing,
yes.
That's really passion.
Yes.
And
yes.
When you're doing that, you can't help but be in a high vibration.
So true.
And let's look at the law of attraction, right? You need to be aligned with what it is that you want to attract. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're in a high vibration because you're doing what you're good at and enjoy doing, you're going to attract a life and the people in your life that's going to empower you to do whatever it is you want to do.
That's so true. I love my people. I love being here with you. Oh my gosh. I know you're saying the same thing. You and Mary are doing such beautiful work in the world, and love the fact that your book is getting out there too. I mean, like, yeah, you're doing some really good work in the world. Hey, let's turn the table for a minute and just ask some personal questions. So when you're not working and coaching and helping people and channeling, what does Vince like to do in his personal time?
Well, I love to travel and I love my grandchildren.
Awesome.
So I think that's the biggest pull for me. But when you find who you are, Louise, sometimes just doing the things that I'm doing is the place I want to be. It's not work. I mean, I love sports. I love the outdoors. But you know what? I'll give up going to a sporting event, or I'll give up going to play sports or taking a hike to be on a coaching call with somebody anytime.
Yes.
Anytime I have a chance to open a heart, and anytime I have a chance to bring joy to somebody's life, that's where I'd rather be.
Yes. And it shows, and I can see you're glowing. It's really, really awesome. We're very aligned that way. The same, you know, it's just my passion. My passion. So, you know, you out there listening, our listeners, you know, you have beautiful people here to connect with on the Brain Soul Success Show. And we want to thank Vince for the opportunity to be with him today. I just love you, Vince. I love you and Mary so much. And I'm so, so excited to see all the good things happening in your life and how many people you're touching.
Thank you.
That truly is a gift. You're bringing your gift to the world in a beautiful way.
And you know, we
and
love
to your grandkids too. We were talking about that before we hopped on the recording. Yes.
I shared with Louise before we started that my granddaughter heard somebody talking negatively, and she's only 5 years old. She'll be six in just a month. And she, first chance she got, she leaned into me and she said, "Grandpa, does she really want to be talking that way?" So she already knows vibration. She already knows how important it is for us to keep our vibration up.
Yes, yes. So maybe the message here too is listen to the younger people. Listen to the kiddos.
Yes, and congratulations on your new grandbaby.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're so excited. Oh, it's been such a gift to be with you today. If you're going to leave us with one tip, what would it be?
You truly are unique and special. And it's important for you to find that blueprint that you brought in for life and understand how people feel you. Understand all of the gift that you have to bring that Louise shared is so important to share. And what difference are you meant to make in the world? Not what do you do for people, or not what you do for yourself, or not even what you do in your job. But when you do those things, what's the difference it makes in the world? That will open you up to making decisions in such a fast and easy way to really take you down the journey that you chose to be here with.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wow. Thank you so much, Vince. Hey, how can we get a hold of you or of your book? Tell us about that.
I'm going to make it real easy.
Okay.
And this will be the very first time I get to say it this way.
Okay.
If you go to Purpose Meaning Joy, no spaces, no dots, no dashes, nothing. PurposeMeaningJoy.com/Louise.
Perfect. Awesome.
There's an opportunity for some free stuff for you, what we call your unique purpose blueprint, to help you start finding those three parts of your unique purpose. How to get the book, how to learn more about Mary and Vince. Just an opportunity to connect, because we're all about community. And we believe if we give you an opportunity to move further into who you are, you're going to want to be around people like you. And that's what we're trying to form in these communities that we're building.
Nice. Very nice. Very good. Well, again, thank you so much for being with us today. It was such a delight. Check that link out, everyone. Connect with Vince and Mary here. And remember, everyone, follow your heart, but take your brain with you.